Welcome to Mixed Bag of Holding, everybody.
Mixed
bags may shift during flight, so be careful when opening the overhead bins.
Very
that was
good.
Really good.
Thank you so much.
That's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been on an airplane before.
Bit of a humble brag there. Sorry to start things off like that. But you know what? We're recording on my birthday, so I'm allowed one.
Whoa, happy birthday.
Yeah, I thought
today?
It was Sunday.
Is today your birthday?
Wow. I thought it was 2 days ago.
Yeah, well, we did go to a birthday party for Caldwell.
Yeah. Yeah. I had a party, but wow.
You're not
false
allowed
flag.
To have a party on your non-birthday.
Dude, that's so
you're
weird.
Right. I should have had a party on a Tuesday.
I need to text the entire RSVP list and out you.
Just comment lies
hey,
on the party poll.
We were there under false pretenses.
This was just a nice Sunday.
We did establish that we don't know anyone's birthdays. Right? So this is on brand.
Yeah, it's not a bit.
Yeah, it's not a bit. We don't know each other's birthdays.
Well, the other problem is like, so I put Emily's birthday in my calendar at one point.
Really?
But I have like 3 friends named Emily. So anytime I see them on my calendar, I never follow up.
Yeah,
like,
it's
one of the Emily's birthdays. Hey, it's Emily o'clock somewhere.
Although
guys.
Suze is awesome at birthdays, so you've got that cheat code a little bit.
Yes, it's true.
Suze remembers everyone's birthday.
Suze is my dark vizier whispering birthdays.
Yeah,
really good at it.
All right, so we've already done the Nightmareverse, the NADPOD Nightmareverse flight, picking our seat. But here we've got NADPOD characters, and this got brought up in our Council of Elders, and we're having so much fun answering it that I'm like, I kind of actually want to just talk about this with everyone.
Yeah, we did a bad job answering it on Council of Elders because we needed to save it for this right now.
That's right.
I will give a quick shout out before we begin to the creators of this Flightmare chart, as it is known. Anethia, sideblog.jpg, was the actual creator and artist. And then Han at Stone Stars, and Ali at Operation Slippery Puppet helped to compile it. So thank you all so much for bringing this together, for crafting it so thoroughly.
It really delighted us.
Yeah. The art is awesome, too.
Yeah,
and I love
it is.
Who you decided to make sad and happy and mad. Also, it is so on point.
Also, Calliope has like some like 80s secretary glasses.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
Which she would love.
She really very perfect it. For someone that cries a lot.
Yeah.
All right. So how do you guys want to do? Are there more collaborators?
That's the big 3.
Got you. Mm-hmm. Cool.
Great.
Should we just go row by row?
Let's go row by row.
Yeah, okay. We got to give the layout.
All right, so row by row, we've got in the first row on the left, seat 1 is open. Mm-hmm. It is a window seat next to Calder, Calder and Penny.
Interesting.
And behind is Fia.
So yeah, let's just go through the rows first. We'll leave this picture obviously in the we'll make it the thumbnail and we'll put it in the meat of it. That's what you call it, right?
Yes.
The summary. And then the second row is
below
Fia,
the meat. That's what they call
below
it.
Below the meat.
Yeah.
Row
you mean
behind
the bread.
Them is Fia, then open middle seat is number 2, and then Mavid to the right in the aisle.
Rough. That's rough.
Honestly, maybe the worst seat.
Hold your comments, but woof.
Yeah, woof. So bad. Next one is Mavris, right. Hungry Dave, and then open aisle seat next to Hungry Dave.
Okay.
Yeah. Then love we've got aisle. Behind that in row 4, we've got Frankie, open middle seat, Zerk in the aisle. Interesting one, honestly. That one ranks pretty highly for me.
Yeah, yeah.
And then finally, back row on the left is number 5 is open. That's the window seat. Then we've got Beverly right next to him and Saul. Two little guys. Pretty
two
interesting.
Little guys.
Very enthusiastic.
Two little
I think
guys
they want to chat
might
a lot.
Well, hype each other up and proselytize. God.
As we discussed before, when we talked about this, there's a lot of traps here.
Many traps.
Things that you might think is a good seat initially, but then this is an 8-hour flight. You must remember.
There you go. Okay. Then we've got maybe the worst seat. One of the worst seats. We got top right, starting in the first row on the right is Mac, then middle seat, then Tread. That's fucking tough to be in
a bad sandwich.
That's gonna hurt.
In between any of the Bonfires is really hard because Tread also is gonna be like singing to himself and like voice notes trying to get you to notice him.
He's definitely got one of those little like guitars that like plugs into headphones, but he's just singing so loudly.
Yeah, I think he's listening to his own album with no headphones.
No. All right, then behind that, we've got Onyx in the aisle, Callie in the middle, and then seat 7.
Also tough.
Window seat, that's a tough one. behind it is seat 8, aisle seat. You're next to Hank, who's in the middle, and then Nyack is window seat. I don't like those two next to each other for some reason.
Right. That's a sneaky bad
That's a sneaky bad one.
Again.
Because Hank next to you is not bad, but you got to consider the whole row.
Yeah. All right.
A lot of sleepers that will not be sleeping.
This one for being like two beloved characters from the same campaign.
I think he's one of the roughest ones.
One of the worst ones is being between Moonshine and Hard One at C9.
I mean, the stench alone is just not worth it.
It's
so
bad.
It comes down to smell.
It straight up is one of the worst ones.
I know that like number five is the shenanigan hole, but like this, you're also going to be getting up to some serious mischief in C9.
Yeah.
And then last seat is seat 10. You're in an aisle seat, and then there's Balnor and Jens.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we want to go through this? Do we want to maybe pick best ones and go to worst ones? Like sort of, because I feel like the funniest is the worst one, right? Do we want to award the worst seat?
We could also just go through row by row.
I think we got to go row by row.
Row by row.
I have things to say about each of them.
Yeah, I really do.
Okay, all right. We'll give them star ratings.
Gotcha.
So 1 star being worst, 5 stars being best.
Gotcha.
Seat number one. You're next to Calder. Not bad, but he's huge.
He's so big.
He's so big.
He's huge, and
he's a giant.
I also like, I think we don't understand if the fact that he is from the frigid north means that he needs the temperature to be low, in which case is he blaring every single AC vent?
He is.
Without even knowing he is. Certainly.
And he's whispering apologies.
Mm-hmm. I was imagining that's a cold seat. I think Calder's aura is cold. Like the air around him is cold.
Yeah.
So if you get cold on a plane, you'll be cold in this seat because it's also next to the window, which can get cold.
I definitely wear extra layers on the plane. I'm looking at that. That's not a good seat for me.
Yeah. Also, just like crawling out of the seat to use the bathroom is going to be really tough.
Oh, yeah. You just can't get over Calder. And Calder like wouldn't read the room, would just be like, oh, you can go. Go ahead.
He wouldn't move. But
he wouldn't move, and you would have to like kind of do that thing where you...
I'll move my legs.
That thing where you kind of accidentally lap dance someone when you're trying to get over them because they won't move.
Oh, no. Excuse me.
And then you've got Penny right there,
mm-hmm.
who's definitely checking on Mavid constantly. And they're getting a lot of fights.
Oh, I didn't think about that because he's right in front of Mavid.
And he's definitely checking on Mavid. You okay there back there, my boy?
Mavid is like definitely has an iPad that keeps breaking.
Yeah.
This thing's like, it ain't working, Dad.
No, all right. You got to reset it. Give it to me. I'll fix it for you. No. Oh, you got peanut dust. There's peanut dust in the import and export.
Oh, you're ruining the port.
The USB port is ruined, Mavid.
No, I can't use my headphones.
Mavid.
I can see also because of the chaos of Mavid, Penny like leaning on that service button. Like, once an hour at least.
Call your flight attendant. Mine's not coming anymore.
Yeah, you're in a row that the flight attendant hates coming to.
Okay. I do ultimately think, though, Calder is one of the least annoying seatmates, though. Despite being, like, huge and frigid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to say, do we want to say this seat is maybe 2.5 stars? I think this is an okay seat.
Yeah, we might have to revisit, but I think, currently this is, like, certainly right in the middle, or maybe even a beneficial seat.
It might be 3 stars.
I could almost consider it being 3,
Okay, all right, so I'm down to go 3.
Penny's talkative, but I think he's friendly, and I do think he's distracted by Mavid, and you're kind of buffered by Calder.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to get too much of the Penny chatter.
Yeah, I think, honestly, Calder being huge helps you get out of a conversation with Penny, who would be so chatty.
That is true. Oh, yeah. I do think that, like, there's a lot of characters on this, mostly mine, that are going to be having... What I like to call gadget malfunctions.
Yeah.
During the flight.
That's true.
Like, I could see Penny trying to, like, write a letter or something like that.
Gadget
and he's got, like, a full quill and, like, vial of ink, and it just spills everywhere. He's definitely spilling something on you.
You definitely, Zerk is going to spill something.
Yeah, I was going to say Zerk is the one I'm scared about getting spilled on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I guess, at least with Penny, you're probably not getting something, like, fully toxic spilled on you.
Yeah,
Penny, I worry the most about having to hear a conversation about his son while his son is right there.
And maybe it's just yelling about it.
Yeah.
What you got to say, Dad? That's not true, Dad.
This is his first time flying. He's very scared.
I fly all the time.
All right. So we're gonna give that one 3 stars for now. If there's ties, maybe we'll amend that. But then we got row 2 between Fia and Mavid. Mavid is the problem here.
I think Fia is maybe like a dream plane seat.
She's just reading.
She's reading, mm-hmm. or maybe mm-hmm. she's fallen asleep in a way that's so deep that you're like, is she dead?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or I could also see her just being the kind of person who like stares out the window at the clouds and just sighs whimsically the entire time.
I also very much imagine Fia as the person who does everything like really tucked, nice and tidy.
Oh yeah.
Like, I can picture her against the window, like in a little ball, completely leaning away. You would have so much space.
Yeah.
If it weren't for Maven on the other side, this is a great seat.
The only thing I could say about Fia, there's two things, which is that I do think she definitely sleeps in a weird way. There's a non-zero chance that she sleeps with her eyes open and stares at you.
I think that's true. I was like, there is, I think.
Oh, yeah, scary girl, Fia.
I think she could sleep in a way that's unsettling. That's why I was like, she sleeps in a way that you're like, oh God, is she dead?
Is she okay? Yeah.
But at the same time, like,
that's
she's
compared
sleeping.
To the nightmare people on this, on this flight. She's
it's
one of the higher ranking ones. Honestly, Eldermorn, I'd much rather be next to them than most people.
Yeah,
and I think it's because they're all bookish nerds in a nightmare world where they're all haunted.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's much more my vibe than like,
it's really just Zerk who definitely brought a full chemistry set.
Yeah.
Can I suggest, I don't think actually Maven would be annoying if he weren't like behind Penny.
It is true. Penny is probably taking a lot of the fire
He's
there.
He's chuckling. He's watching a weird movie and laughing so loud. Peanuts falling out of his mouth.
Yeah,
okay. He's stealing things from you.
I think Maven will rifle through your shit.
Oh, you're right. He would steal... He would also, but he would be kind of, because sometimes I cynics as someone who has like really crazy viewing habits. Like I could just see him like watching the same part over and over again in
and
the same
laughing
movie.
Hysterically.
Yeah. And being like really fascinated by it.
He's watching all the Adam Sandler movies and just losing his mind.
Just watching Little Nicky and cracking
Why did we
up.
I don't know. Both go to Little Nicky for me.
I think it's because the Little Nicky voice is so annoying.
Yeah,
it's definitely not his worst movie, but that it's a tough character.
Penny keeps reaching over, like, maybe
it's a similar voice to Maven.
Yeah,
yeah.
You sure that's appropriate, maybe? I don't know. That seems. Is that going to give you nightmares?
Keep your eyes on your own screen.
Yeah, I think he would be actually not so disruptive, except that Penny's going to keep talking to him, and then he's going to be like fighting with Penny.
I think he's the worst seatmate.
I could imagine him watching Transformers.
Yeah,
and just going, "Oh my god." That's crazy.
He loudly comments on everything. He steals your shit. He's the only person here where, because like all of these characters are like quote unquote heroes.
Yeah.
He's the only one that like might steal your passport. Like literally, Maven is the only one who's like a bad guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I fell into my bag.
Yeah.
He's also definitely shoes off, right?
Yeah, he's shoes off.
His toenails
off,
are so
peanut
long.
Peanut dust everywhere. Mm-hmm. And you also have to remember this is behind Calder, who can't help it.
Oh,
he's going to lean the seat back super far.
Wow.
And in front of Hungry Dave.
Oh my God, you're so smashed.
Who is going to be kicking your seat, chewing really loudly in your ear.
But luckily, Fia is like tucked in the corner.
Yeah.
So you probably can just go
Fia
left.
Fia helps.
Yeah.
Certainly.
It's a disaster seat for you and Fia.
Yeah.
I think Fia's suffering as much as you are.
Oh, yeah, but you'll never see it.
Is Fia carrying Bookvar on as a lap infant, is the question here.
I think she, well, actually, I do think that she's got an unruly satchel of books that like doesn't fully fit under the seat in front of her.
She keeps getting
that,
yelled at by the flight attendant.
Exactly, yeah. And maybe, and it's true, you could get bit by one of her books.
Yes. I feel like the books are really the wild card.
Philip could get you. Yeah, you're right.
I think this is one of the worst ones. And I hadn't even considered Calder and Hungry Dave. I'm purely just being next to Maven. I think this is...
It's a tough one.
We could maybe go lower. So I'm going to say this is star and a half.
Okay.
Where are you guys at on this?
I think star and a half works. I was going to say two, but I think star and a half works.
Let's stick with star and a half
for now. I was going to say one.
Yeah.
I think there's worse seats out there.
I think this might be the worst seat.
So then I think star and a half works because one person might go two, one person might go one. Me and Calder are cool with one and a half.
We're going
to say one and a half for now.
These, yeah.
Okay. So then this one isn't that bad.
I actually think, so the one, the row with Mavris, Hungry Dave, and then you're in an aisle seat, I actually think that's a great one.
I think it's interesting.
Hungry Dave, like, he's going to like take up a little bit too much space, but you're in an aisle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's
going to
take up a lot of space.
I think he's
he gets
like,
so sweaty on airplanes.
I was going to say, I think he's sweating and raw dogging the flight.
And but he's chatting.
You've got to look look at seat number 8, which is open across the
exactly.
room from you.
Yeah.
So you have a lot of respite.
Yeah.
I think the fun thing about sitting next to Hungry Dave is you're just going to get to see all the places he's stashed food throughout the flight.
Yeah.
Like there's just going to be like so many mixed singles coming out of his pockets, like just various burgers.
It doesn't Hungry Dave get his name because he eats things that aren't food?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was just an additional joke. The reason they nicknamed Hungry Dave is because he ordered two hamburgers at a restaurant once.
That's what you said originally.
That's what you said originally.
And then started eating like rappers.
Ate a rapper.
Yeah.
I think it's possible. So there's a benefit to his hungriness because it means that when the flight attendant comes by with the little basket of snacks,
oh yeah,
Hungry Dave is going to take so many that if you take a second one, you don't look rude.
That's true.
But it's possible that he'll use the bathroom a lot.
Oh,
but you're also in the aisle. That's so fine to go. Like, I'm not worried about that.
Dave's constantly going to the bathroom. Dave's asking you if you're going to finish your food.
No, he's not.
Wait,
he's way too polite.
You think so?
I think so.
I think if it's like sitting there and like, you know what? It's the moment when the flight attendant comes to take it. If like the flight attendant says like, are you done with your food? Can I take that trash? Dave's like, actually, I would take that. If
I'll eat the wrappers.
Yeah.
But that's fine with me. I think this is an aisle seat next to like a chill guy.
Are we worried at all that Mavid's right in front of it?
I think Mavid is directing everything forward.
Yeah.
All right. Then what about Zerk directly behind?
Zerk is going to spill.
There could be some spillage for that open seat.
I'm more worried about the seat next to Zerk than the seat in front of Zerk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Zerk's all elbows. So I think he's going to be knocking a lot of like vials and beakers right directly into seat four.
Yeah.
I think that seat three is a
okay, so we're liking
pretty good
C3.
Because I think Mavris is going to be cool.
Mavris is
going to be cool.
Kind of being quiet.
Mavris also always like reins his boys in. So if Hungry Dave starts getting to be a bit much, Mavris is going to be like, Dave.
Dave, cool it.
Dave.
I could imagine Mavris being afraid of flying, but not admitting it.
Yeah,
for sure. For sure.
And he just puts on his sunglasses and has a panic attack for 6 hours.
Dave and Mavris probably are both raw dogging it, honestly.
I think so. Mm-hmm. I really think so.
I think Dave is raw dogging it, though, with the idea that he'll make friends on the plane.
Yeah.
which is really tough.
How's
for
it going?
Me. Yeah.
Where are you from?
Yeah.
I do think that there's like an hour where it's like unclear what's going on with Dave, and he's just like, he's got his hands steepled in front of him, and it's very clear that he's like trying to decide if he's going to diarrhea his pants or not.
But that's all internal, right? That's what I'm saying that's true. That I'm in the aisle seat, and I think I'm okay.
Dave's ultimately not a maniac, and he's a good guy, so we have to take that.
Yeah,
I'm also comparing this to everyone else on the plane.
Yeah.
Dave is going to offer you a very warm Rice Krispie treat that came from somewhere on his body.
And I'm going to say no.
So do we want to be okay with that?
Do we want to give it 4 stars?
I think 4 stars.
4 stars?
Look at that.
For seat three.
Wow.
All right, 4 stars. That's our leader right now.
Man.
Now, number four
is
an interesting one. Mm-hmm. You're between Frankie and Zerk.
Yeah.
I actually think besides the chance of Zerk spilling like acid on you, which I think would have been taken from him by TSA.
I also think he's going to be really polite about spilling on you.
Yeah.
I don't mind if someone spills on me if like they're chill about it.
I think Frankie is not bad at all. I think Frankie is grumbling maybe and like he might snore. That would be fucking annoying.
I feel like he might be like reading like a real dad book.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Jack
Tom
Reacher or something.
Yeah,
he's
exactly.
Got a Grisham.
Yeah.
I think there's a chance that this is the smelliest seat on the entire plane, though.
Oh, no, in between Moonshine and
Hardwick. Yeah, Moonshine and Hardwick are way worse.
It's bad.
This one is a chemical smell.
Mm-hmm. But you are behind Dave. So Dave could be ripping ass, I could imagine.
Dave is absolutely ripping ass.
Yeah, you're right, Dave.
And in front of Beverly, who will be kicking that seat.
Yeah.
All right, so Dave, but you can lean back, though, because Bev's so small.
Oh, yeah, Bev's
small. So you can lean back. So Dave's leaned back into you, but you're leaned back into Bev.
Yeah. I like
this
seat. The room
is good.
I think the seat's okay.
I think the seat one of the things that makes me sad about it is I know that Frankie's the kind of guy who doesn't open up the window ever.
Yeah, that's for sure. Mm-hmm.
And so I don't get to like watch takeoffs or landings.
Oh, bummer.
Yeah.
I do think that Zerk leans next to you like 30 minutes into the flight and says, do you mind if I do a project?
Yeah, Zerk's
that's a nightmare.
Zerk's
but
a
I think
tough.
I would be okay with that. I would be like, okay.
It is true. Campaign 2 ended with a lot of piss around Zerk, right?
Yeah. Oh my God. He just goes to the bathroom and comes back at one point with like a yellow vial.
Oh my God.
Zerk spill
became
piss
so
on
piss-based, I'd be a little afraid.
It's not flammable. Don't worry. It's neutral.
It's sterile.
Yeah.
I still think though, like looking on the other side, seats three and four are like they're
yeah,
on the top of my
list. Four's not bad. Frankie, I think, is so sad looking and maybe raw dogging the flight mm-hmm. and like grumbling so much that you almost start a conversation with him to make sure he's okay.
Yeah, could you maybe explain that raw dogging the flight means when you just stare forward and don't turn on the TV or open a book or anything?
I would also say Frankie's the kind of older man that I feel safe around. Like I would be like, he wouldn't be a creep or anything like that, you know? So like I could talk to him without being like, oh God, what is this communicating to you that I don't mean to?
Because you can tell there's a longing for his past.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's not longing for you.
So I kind of like seat four.
Seat four is fine. Zerk will spill hot coffee on you, but he won't spill the acid again. It was taken by TSA.
Is it taken away?
I think it's a 3.5 compared to the 4.
Yeah, I could see that. I could go 3.5. What do you guys think?
3.5 feels right because it's a middle seat after all.
Yeah, that is tough too.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wouldn't go higher than 3.5.
Yeah, I would say 3 or 3.5. Yeah, this one and number one are tough, but being smushed with Calder there is tough, and Calder being cold. I might rather be between Frankie and Zerk, honestly.
Yeah, because, I mean, you would definitely be trapped in the first row. It would be very hard to get out. I think you could definitely get out if you're in seat four.
You're going to dine out on that seat for, like, the rest of the trip to where you're going. You're going to be like, you're not going to believe who I was sitting next to. This guy pulled out a Kim Mister set. The other guy had a bookmark that was a picture of his wife, and I think his wife is dead.
And he kept looking at the bookmark and not reading the book. I kept thinking he was reading he was on the same page.
He had a locket with a picture of a woman in it.
Yeah. Three times he tried to light a pipe and the flight attendant had to tell him no.
No single emotion passed his face, but his hand trembled
There's
as he
also
stared at the locket.
Frankie, you have, I would say, 9 times out of 10, you guys don't interact and he just grumbles. Mm-hmm. And 1 time out of 10, you have an absolute profound interaction that changes the way you live.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's like, what it is. Like, there's
remember
like
the little things, kid.
There's like
walks away and you're like, whoa.
An old man, but he's safe and he's wise. So I'm like feeling I'm feeling that.
Yeah.
And the Zerk stuff, it's like I don't actually totally mind being spilled on by a stranger. Yeah. Like, I know that's crazy, but like, I really don't.
Zerk is keeping to himself, which is kind of nice. The problem is he is mixing chemicals, but the chemicals can't be that
dangerous. But he's apologetic when
he's apologetic.
And that's meaningful to me.
Yeah.
Both of these people do keep to themselves in a good way. Zerk is definitely focused on whatever he's doing, and Frankie is wistfully thinking about his wife.
Yeah.
And pretending he doesn't know Maven and Penny.
I think best middle seat on the flight is maybe this one. Then we go to this one, this next one, number 5, which is a trap. Because
this
when you look at it at
first. This one's rough for me.
This one, you're in, number 5 is you have a window seat. Oof. You're next to Beverly and Saul, two little guys. You got a ton of room.
Easy to get in and out for bathroom.
Frankie's in front of you. Not a bad guy to have in front of you.
I don't think he's going to lean back.
I don't think he's going to lean back either.
I don't think either.
He's too stiff.
Yeah.
He's got to sleep upright. That's the old man thing.
So the problem here is Beverly and Saul hyping each other up.
Absolutely.
I think encouraging they hype each other to get up soda. What'd you say?
Encouraging each other to get soda.
I think my fear is like, do you know the feeling when like kids are trying to be cute for you and you're kind of like, oh God, there's a certain like reaction that you want right now and it's so obvious. Mm-hmm. I think I go into like that mode where I just have to fake it for 8 hours.
I do think that Saul's going to be a bit of a sponge for Beverly though.
That's true. That's true.
No. But I think that Beverly is going to whip Saul into behaving exactly like him.
Oh yeah. You think he's going to bring him down to his level.
Yeah.
They work each other up.
Yeah.
Because I think Beverly is going to ask like, how sticky are you? And at some point like Saul is going to have to show him that he can hang from the ceiling. And then the overhead compartment or like the place where the air masks are stored is going to fall out. And then they're going to start doing like Bane voices with them.
Yeah.
And that's hour one.
This is also like, that is in itself, but I just feel like they're going to direct it at me and ask me to be laughing at what they're doing also. And that's where my stress comes in.
Yeah. They're going to be playing with the barf bags a lot.
Yeah.
Some of Saul's little buddiness is taken away by the fact that he is going to jump around and do martial arts.
Is there any chance though that Saul sees this and is like, no, I have to be the adult here?
I think a little bit.
Maybe.
But does I think he grow up in this moment?
Maybe. I think if you were brave enough to tell everyone to calm down, Beverly and Saul might calm down. They might leave you alone.
Yeah.
But I'm saying I'm not brave enough.
Yeah.
I would just plaster on a face of indulgence and just pretend like everything was so great.
The thing you have to remember about Saul, he just craves appreciation.
Sure.
And especially like as someone that like went to a school where he was kind of like bullied and looked down upon, having like a cool teen look up to him is like unfortunately way too important for him.
Yeah.
Also, we haven't even considered the fact that Beverly is kind of religious and is going to like.
I was gonna say, I think I was like thinking that there could be a proselytizing angle, and I think it would work immediately on Saul.
Yeah.
So then you have two people.
I mean, Beverly, he is going to ask you to hold his hands while he prays for the success of the flight. And the weird thing is, like, he might help. He might knows nature magic. There's a chance that he like saves the plane.
He's magic. He has met God.
But
he
I was gonna say, in a world where gods are real, like praying on the plane, actually we should all be doing it anyways. So.
I guess theoretically we should be religious in this world.
Yeah.
So maybe I just joined Bev's religion.
Right. But I think he's gonna be doing it even in a world where religion is real, he's gonna be doing it in an annoying way.
Yeah.
I think this flight being 8 hours is the deal breaker for this seat for me.
Yeah.
Like, if it's a regional flight, if I'm there for an hour and a half, I could get a kick out of being next to Beverly and Saul.
Yeah,
like, that might be kind of a hoot. And you're like, oh, that's a fun story, but I got off this plane and whatever. I'm going to go about my day. If this is like an 8-hour red eye, which is what I'm imagining.
Which is crazy.
It's really brutal.
It's 8 hours. So like Beverly's spell slots will recharge at the very end. So he'll be able to do all sorts of shenanigans right at the end. He's definitely going to be like doing minor illusions.
We
of
didn't
fireworks.
Even consider goofs.
So many goofs.
Like
are you
kidding
me?
It'll backfire too. He'll try to do one on like Moonshine and Hard One.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. He's going to be trying to like send barf bag paper airplanes at them. And it's going to like get stuck in the flight attendant's eye. And then he's going to have to do like touch hands on her.
Yeah.
It's going to be bad.
Yeah, this one's like the clearest trap because it's not definitely not one of the worst ones. But at first look, you're like two tiny guys that aren't like serial killers. Awesome. Yeah. But they're going to have Coca-Cola.
I agree with Jake. It's just the 8 hour of it all.
Yeah.
This one isn't that bad. We got to say like at least 2.5.
No,
right?
It definitely isn't that bad.
Mm-hmm.
I think I would rather.
2.5 makes sense.
I think I'd rather be crammed next to Calder. Than next to Bev and Saul.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so 2.5.
Because again, it's 8 hours.
Yeah.
It's 8 hours.
Yeah, 8 hours is a long time.
And Beverly also, shoes off guy.
Yeah.
Both of them are shoes off guys. So you got to remember, like, there's going to be a smell.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Two shoes off guys. That's tough. All right.
Beverly hasn't started wearing deodorant yet.
We're going to go 2.5.
2.5. All
right. Now, one of the worst seats on the plane.
Oh my
for
God.
Sure. Number 6, between Mac and Tread.
Mac is instantly so upset with the flight attendant.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And he's complaining to Tread.
No, I think Mac is pissed. I think that someone else booked the flight and Tread said, I don't want to sit next to Mac.
Oh, my God.
But Mac comes on being like, wait, why are we not next to each other? And then is like trying to pressure you to change with him. But then Tread is pressuring you to not change, but trying to pretend like he's not pressuring you to not change. And so you spend the entire thing being like, I don't know what to do here. And Mac is fuming at you. Yeah.
Let's all just sit in our assigned seats. It's all good.
What's the chance that Mac brought like an exploding kitten style game and was really excited to play with Tread and is so furious that he can't do that?
Yeah. He definitely has an idea of how this flight was supposed to go, and that's not how it's going.
Right. All Tread's of the boys fault. Sitting together.
Yeah. And the fact that Dave and Mavericks are sitting next to each other and Mac and Tread aren't. And, and Mac thinks it's Tread's fault.
Yeah.
I think Mac is straight up talking to you, asking you to pass messages to Tread.
Oh, yeah. Almost certainly. And I think that, like, there's a chance that Mac is trying to coordinate a movie watch with Tread.
Oh,
oh.
Oh
my God.
And needs you in the middle seat to plug in, like, one of those, like, multi-headphone splitters. And he's just trying to convince you that you also need to watch the movie with them so that you can convey the messages.
Why don't you
want to
watch The Green Knight?
I could also see Mac, though, like, being like, why aren't we sitting next to each other? And then when Tread doesn't champion you guys switching, then being really, like, fuming at Tread, and then trying to use you as like a pawn to hurt mm-hmm. Tred's feelings by trying to create a false friendship with
oh,
you.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I can imagine Tred trying to blame you. Like, I asked, the dude didn't want to switch.
Yeah.
So you just have to sit here.
And then Max furious at
and
you.
And then Max mad at you. Dude, I told him we had to switch and he wouldn't do it.
And every time you get up to use the bathroom, you come back and Mac is in your seat, but Tred is like, Mac, move.
The guy wants his seat.
There's also, there's a non-zero chance that Mac also like snuck in a beer. Like,
yeah.
He knew that the options were going to be bad and like just has a full can of beer that explodes upon opening.
Oh my God.
I also think the Bon Frères are like weird cowards, but also are like pretty loud and oblivious. So I think that this whole Tred thing of saying, I wanted to change, but the guy wouldn't switch with me, is said aloud.
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah.
With you so, and right. your shot.
So wait, then, yeah, Tred's like gaslighting you.
So
yeah.
then you kind of have to like have a weird argument
yeah.
with right. Tred and Mac.
I really think this about is you. The worst seat.
It's yeah.
I think
there.
It's the worst seat.
I could also picture Tred wanting this window seat so he could like open the window and write poetry about the sky, but like needing to pee a lot.
Oh, it's so bright. Yeah.
Yeah. You don't have to get up. It's fine. I'm just going to climb over and piss. 1 second.
Yeah.
Tred constantly having to piss, constantly doing voice notes.
I could see Tred like trying to fall asleep for like 5 minutes, not being able to fall asleep, and then like quietly spiraling about the fact that he wasn't able to fall asleep.
Get restless
leg. Do you have any Ambien or anything?
I could see Tred also constantly grabbing your hand as he gets scared.
Whoa. What was that?
Like not understanding what turbulence is, just constantly right. saying, what was that?
What was that? I think we're going down. It's not supposed to sound like that. Do you see how the wing's moving?
Oh my God.
It's not supposed to do that.
Mac and Tred would both be afraid of flying, I think. So wow. I think they're getting into fights,
I kind
but
of
then
think...
making up during the turbulence in like really so emotionally funny. Intense ways.
Holding over hands you when they think they're going to die.
I kind of think it's both Mac and Tred's first flight.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because like Hungry Dave is a dragonborn, so there's like something that I'm yeah. like, you have like a dragon lineage, you've flown, mm-hmm. and I feel like maybe Mavris has flown.
Right. Mavris took like one flight when he was 8 and said that he flies all the time.
Mavris yeah. was keeping it to himself.
Yeah, I think Mavris mm-hmm. flew once when he was 8 and then just lies and says that he...
Mac and Tred are like, it's okay to admit you're scared.
Carl is in first class, by the way. He's yeah. not doing any of this.
All right.
Carl's a co-pilot.
So do we want to put this at, do we think this is worse than, the nice thing about row 2 is that you're next to Fia.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So do we want to say this is the worst one so far?
Currently,
I think
one
yeah.
star?
Yeah. yeah. One star. Like I said, yeah. I do still, I mean, other than the stealing from Mavid, I do think most of his energy is directed fighting with his father, which is yeah. like in front of him.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Okay. Actually, and I think the one behind it, number 7 is a really bad one too. Because yeah. you're with Onyx yeah. and Callie.
Yeah, yeah.
Onyx says something biting to Callie. Callie's sobbing and getting you involved, I think.
I think that it's possible. Like, I think that both of them, it's kind of like what day you see them. I think wow. that there's like Onyx, if Jens was just really nice to her, she might be feeling suddenly, like kind of generous. Sure. It's not going to last for an 8-hour flight.
Okay.
There might be 20 minutes of generosity from Onyx. But then I think like Callie tries to talk about herself and Onyx just like turns on a super loud like iPhone game.
Yeah.
That's like yeah. really obnoxious, like just like dressing a doll, plays it for 8 hours and it has like the most annoying sound effects possible.
Wait, gotta get what is, because I feel like Onyx is definitely like narrating and talking a lot during this process. Like, what does she say when she gets frustrated at a video game?
So stupid. So stupid.
So stupid. And also just being like, hey, no. I have to go to the bathroom. Can you get up?
No.
Excuse me?
No.
Okay.
That's what I was going to say too. Yeah. I think there's a huge chance that Onyx just says no if she yeah. doesn't feel like getting up.
Yeah. And I think
you
that she also like
with her.
When the flight attendant comes by, she's just like, we're good. and just yes! waves them off for the whole row.
Wow. So yeah. Onyx controlling the aisle is actually really bad.
Yeah. I think she's a dictator in that aisle
she's
seat.
Maybe the deepest sleeper of anyone on this plane, too.
Oh, I think Jen's sleeper. Ambien.
Okay, so then...
Onyx maybe, like, doesn't really sleep.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
I think she's like, oh, this is fun me time. I'm going to play this really loud game.
Yeah. And then when the flight attendants try to tell her to turn it down, she goes, no, it's okay.
No, thank you. No. Thank you for asking. I do think Callie, it's like there's a chance that Onyx rejecting her means that she'll try and like turn all of her problems on you. There's a small chance that she is just like gratitude journaling with like rainbow gel pens. But I think even in that case, she's like blasting like this girl is on fire on her headphones or something like that.
I think there's like a big chance that Calliope is just like fully weeping.
I think she dumps on you about Glenn.
I think she's either super high in a way that's annoying, like super high like emotionally or super low. And I'm picturing like
and both are
weeping
bad.
But trying to pretend like she's not.
But then also wanting to start a conversation.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
And I think it's like one of those conversations where it's like, oh, like, do you have a boyfriend? But it's like really just because she wants to talk about her own boyfriend.
Yeah.
And a really bad thing about this seat, you got Nyack right behind you.
Oh.
And you know he's kicking the seat.
Nyack is drumming on the seat for sure.
I think he's like the biggest kicker of the lot.
Nyack's the worst person to have behind you, I think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's actually worse to be in front of Nyack than next to him.
I kind of agree with that.
Except I do think that because Nyack is two seats in front of Jen's, and I could see Nyack standing up and looking back at Jen's a lot.
I guess it's hard in that seat,
but being behind Nyack would be bad because he's like constantly looking back and you're like, can I help you?
He's just a little too far from his friends. Yeah. He's definitely going to be like trying to crawl over the seats to touch their hands.
I feel like, Nyack will be like trying to give things to Onyx and Jen's the entire time.
Yeah, Nyack crawling under your seat like a cat that got loose on the plane is definitely possible.
Because Nyack is going to have like one peanut and be like, I couldn't eat any more. Brother, please take my nuts.
Do you want the rest of these?
But ultimately, this one I think isn't that bad.
No.
I think Nyack is honestly the worst.
I think Onyx policing the entire row makes this a really devastating seat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're more trapped here than other seats for sure.
I also could see if Calliope's riding high, I could see her insisting on you opening the window.
Oh, yeah.
Like all the time. Every time you shut it to sleep, she's like, sorry, can I just...
Do we think this is worse than... So my instinct is like 2 stars-ish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds right.
Because across the aisle at number 2, between Fia and Mavid, but stuck between Calder and Dave, you're smushed. Mm-hmm. But Fia is undoubtedly a better seat partner than any of the people in row 7.
I think 7 is better than 2.
Okay, I kind of agree with you.
Yeah.
All right, so say 2 stars.
Yeah.
I do think that Onyx has plugged in keychain in your outlet, though.
Yeah. I was going to say she uses all the outlets.
She's plugged in a hairdryer for some reason.
It makes the plane have turbulence. Yeah. Okay. So that's a really tough one.
Mm-hmm.
Seat 8, I actually think, is a pretty decent
one. Yeah, I think so.
You're in the aisle. Yep. You're next to Hank.
Yeah.
Hank is tanking Nyack for you, I think.
I think he's tanking Nyack. And I also think that Nyack's, like we said, he's going to be like trying to look back at Jen.
Yeah.
He's going to be kicking the seat in front of him, but I don't think he's going to be leaking out to the left.
Yeah, I don't think Nyack is interested in anyone on the plane besides Onyx and Jens.
Yeah.
So Nyack might not even, this far away, really might not even be a problem for you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is Hank a bring some weird food from home guy?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I could see that. Yeah. I mean, I say that as someone who does that. Did you know that?
Not going to pay for a sandwich.
The way that you can bring oatmeal onto a plane is you freeze it. That's how you get it through.
Couldn't you just bring like a dry pack of oatmeal and get some hot water on the plane?
Yeah, but if you want to make it ahead of time and like put your own stuff into it, you freeze it so that it gets through security.
Oh, and then it thaws.
That's really smart.
Hank explaining this to you.
That's the thing. Right? You can bring your own oatmeal.
Here's the thing. Actually, that only makes it a better seat for me because then I don't have to feel weird when I take out my oatmeal.
Wow. I also brought oatmeal.
But he's doing like egg salad, I think. He's doing like something a little stinky.
He's definitely a hard-boiled egg guy.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Oh my God. He just has like 13 hard-boiled eggs.
Yeah. Egg and tuna.
Yeah. with ranch.
He might take out his own hot plate though and plug it in.
Does Hank have Shank?
Well, Shank luckily doesn't really take up any room.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just a shadow. Right.
Just a shadow. So I mean, I don't think this is a bad
seat. This ain't bad
at all. It is a good seat.
You're behind Onyx, who will be reclining hard, but that's, you know, that's okay.
I think erratically too. I think Onyx will sometimes recline out of nowhere and then disappear.
Like it rattles your drink. Yeah. I think your drink gets spilled on your tray
because Onyx
like clockwork shifts every time your tray comes down.
You're not going to eat any of your homemade oatmeal.
Yeah.
Move.
I still think that it's just nice that me and Hank both brought our own meals. So I'm actually really liking this.
I think Hank is one of the least offensive people to be on this flight next to. Mm-hmm.
I think he like cries really loudly at whatever movie he's watching.
Oh, wow. I can see that.
But in kind of an endearing way.
Yeah.
I think he would do like expressionless, but tears coming down.
Right.
But sniffling so hard.
Mm-hmm. And like confused by the tears.
Yeah.
What's going on with the air on this plane?
Cap impression.
I have an allergy.
Yeah. I can see that. I like eight.
Yeah.
Are we worried about moonshine?
Yeah, like, I am. Yeah.
You are. Mm-hmm. Okay.
She's going to smell so foul.
She's going to smell foul and be like poking her head up to like be like, what you eating, y'all?
Papa is definitely like.
Oh, God.
Papa's just sitting in your seat with you, I think.
Yeah.
Papa just has fully gone under the seat.
Yeah.
Gotten out of his carrier.
I was going to say, like, definitely Papa is scrambling underfoot the entire flight. So I think Papa is a problem for everyone.
Yeah. Fair.
For every single seat.
Papa's wearing a vest that says therapy dog, but therapy is in quotes.
Okay. This could be a four-star seat.
I think this is a four-star. I don't think there are any.
I don't think four-star seat. But wasn't three also a four-star seat?
Three was also a four-star seat.
I think so, both of them are four-star seats.
Okay.
I like them both.
I think I would rank this maybe even higher.
Higher than a four.
Definitely higher than sitting next to Hungry Dave.
And I think I'd go higher than sitting next to Hungry Dave.
But you're so sitting in front of Moonshine. She literally has a halo of fungus.
That's a really good point. Like, all right. You are going to be trying to fall asleep and you are going to see a possum between your legs at some point.
That's fair.
Well, that's a perk.
Moonshine wants to watch your movie.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Moonshine refuses to put on her own movie, but watches everyone else's movie.
Hey, why are those people blue?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I missed the beginning.
She asked
Will you tell me what happened?
What's this guy talking about?
Are there tails, there dicks?
Hey, is this a good one? Should I watch it? My screen's broke.
But she broke it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Papa scratched it up. He saw a dog on there and he went nuts.
I think Papa like also falls asleep in your carry-on and gets hair everywhere.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So we're going to give that a four, though.
Mm-hmm.
Then number nine. One of the worst seats between Moonshine and Ardoin.
I think it's the worst one.
What are they doing?
They're talking the whole time.
Yeah.
They're sharing food. They're spilling stuff. Ardoin, I think, gets mad at you at one point.
Ardoin is gassing up Moonshine to like hit on a flight attendant.
Yeah.
That's what I think is happening.
And there is no part of them that thinks that you don't want to be part of this. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
They're definitely passing a flask of Crick water back and forth.
And like
they're trashed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're trashed. I think they have like a plastic bag of like mostly eaten crawdads.
She's shelling peanuts on the floor.
At one point, she takes the empty bag of crawdads, pours Crick water into it, shakes it up, and then starts drinking that.
Yeah. Also, like, definitely no shoes on anyone here.
Giving Papa a bath, like, on her tray table. Like, shampooing him. Would you mind holding him? Would you mind holding his front paw?
Yeah, I think Moonshine, everything is a very communal thing. She's definitely like, sorry, would you mind? Could you help? Did you want to?
I think, yeah, double like she's social pressure.
She's offering you so much nasty food that's covered in mud.
You're being offered nasty food. You're helping give Pawpaw a bath under this weird social pressure. I also think Hard One's doing like weird moves, like performatively, like watching something that makes him look smart, like an A24 movie, while constantly side eyeing you and going like, "Huh,
yeah, this is fascinating." Social commentary
keeps looking at you.
Huh, I love art. I love art house films like this.
I do think everything they touch breaks immediately. Like when they both bring their tray tables down, they like fall off. When they try to open the window, it breaks. Like when they recline their seats, they break a little bit.
They also don't think they mind their own business at all.
No, like, fucking way.
Hard One's calling to like the front of the plane, like, "What's going on up there?"
If you take out a book to read, if you take out something to write, they are both just like jaw dropped. Watching, not even pretending like they're not.
Beverly is like constantly trying to get their attention too, and they're just shouting at him, "Pipe down, Bev."
No, I think they're probably just like, honestly, they probably invite Bev and Saul into their room, and they're like, "More the merrier,
dude."
You
yes.
don't mind, do you?
Have you ever been on one of those flights where like clearly people know each other, but they're sitting in different locations, yeah, and yeah. they do just kind of like hover next to the seat,
over
yeah.
you,
yeah.
yeah. They'll come by to like say hello to their friend.
And there will be a lot of NIAC turning around in this seat as well.
Oh, yeah.
You'll see a lot of NIAC face.
You have no choice but to befriend them.
Like, yeah.
It's that's your only survival tactic here.
Yeah,
and
I think
also get trashed.
Think so too, right?
And then Hard One and NIAC, and then Moonshine, I think, gets involved in it. I think there might be a physical altercation at some point.
Mm.
Really?
NIAC? You don't think Hard One would be like, "Down in front"?
Oh, I could see it starting. I could see it like starting serious, but then we're just like, get into fun wrestling.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could see us turning around and trying to rope Balnor into whatever we're doing.
Balnor,
who is pretty inoffensive on his own, but I think you become so surrounded in the seat by all of the energy and the chaos going on around you.
Hard One and Moonshine are both going to be looking over the seats at Balnor, which is going to drive Jens nuts, which means Jens is going to like explode.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Jens is going to have a little freak out.
You're just having full on PvP between the triplets and the boobs. It's just fully breaking out.
All right. So do we want to rank this? So I think
this is one for me.
This is one for you?
Yes.
I think Mac and Tread is maybe worse.
I think that Mac and Tread like is just going to be drama for the most part. This is messy. This is
you're right.
I think this is Splash Mountain.
Mac and Tread could happen in real life to you.
Yeah.
Like
Mac
if you're
Tread
just next
happen.
To two like indie friends mm-hmm. that are just like aggro, but like pretend to be sensitive.
Yes.
I think also just like you have like, it's also like the smell, like I said, because even if it's between like Moonshine and Hard One, but then even behind you, you've got Balnor, mm-hmm. who's like, tuna and mayo and Bud Heavy.
Yeah.
Honestly, you're in between two tuna and mayo seats.
Yeah.
Hank and Balnor are both eating tuna and mayo.
Yeah. All right, so I'm going to say I can't give this that much worse than Mac and Tread. We want to say 3/4 of a star.
I think it's tied for me.
Tied?
I think both my top and my lowest are both tied.
We could go Letterboxd style and just give it 1/2 star.
Yeah, let's do 1/2 star.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I do think it's worse.
So that's so funny that between Moonshine and Hard One is maybe the worst seat.
We're also forgetting it's an 8-hour flight.
Yes.
You're both going to pass out in your lap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're going to be spooning you on both sides.
I would say this is like Beverly and Saul. Super fun for an hour. Mm-hmm. Eight hours? No.
No. 45 minutes in, you're like, what have I gotten myself into?
Here's what I will say. There is a world where you just get drunk and embrace it.
Yes.
And I think that doesn't exist with Mac and Tread. You do something wrong. You do something wrong, and if you try to lean into Mac and Tread,
you
will not be accepted.
Them somehow. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you lean into Moonshine and Hard One, there is a world where you just get drunk with them.
There's also a version where you trying to turn them down, it doesn't even register with them, so they don't take it personally. So you're never going to get in a fight with Moonshine and Hard One.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. I think I might make a case that 6 is worse than this, but you know what? We can debate it.
I think you're right. You probably are more trapped with Mac and Tread.
But I don't think you realize, like, Moonshine is the hippie in me that I have buried deeply within myself because I want to matriculate social society.
Sure, yeah.
Mm-hmm. She is using like mud as deodorant.
Yeah.
She washes her hair with dirt. This is as crunchy as it can get.
It says something beautiful and horrifying about all of us that none of these seats are good.
Yeah.
All, these characters all came from our brains and we have created just a toxic, terrible place to fly.
Because they're all funny in watching them be funny. Right. None of them are funny like says funny stuff. They're all funny like because they're shit shows. Okay. And then number 10, to me,
okay,
this is my favorite seat on the flight. You got Balnor next to you. Balnor, I think, is inoffensive. Balnor could get drunk off Bud Heavies, which is like maybe he could get a little unruly, but he's small.
Balnor's like, he's so locked in on like World War II movies.
Yeah, he's watching a documentary. He's watching Ken Burns, The War.
The only thing with Balnor
is
probably,
I think he's watching like a fictionalized, glamorized version
of watching
something.
Midway.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And he's just like loudly going, wow. Can you believe it?
Yeah.
Wow. And Jens is really tucked in the corner like he's just going to conk out.
And Jens, we have established that anytime he does JetBlue flights, he just listens to Sugar Ray. He takes an Ambien.
Yeah.
He drinks a bottle of red wine and he just wraps himself up with earplugs and a blindfold.
Yeah. He's got like a little cocoon.
Yeah. And a weighted blanket. I don't even think he pisses.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think Balnor and Jens both don't get up to piss on this flight.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
I think you're right that Jens almost like enters like like a cryogenic sleep because of all of the red wine and Ambien. Like his body has learned this is downtime.
And Balnor's not breaking the seal on the Bud Heavy.
Yeah.
I think you actually have a lot of peace in this scene.
Yeah.
But what about with like the, because I, like I said, I see Beverly and when he recruits Saul hanging out at the side of Moonshine and Hard Ones.
Yeah.
And Balnor. Yeah.
None of it's perfect.
You're going to get encroached on.
Yeah.
I think that like you're getting frog gas in your face, certainly.
But I think Balnor also, like, you can kind of level with Balnor. I think Balnor, like, raises a beer to you and goes like, heh, kids.
Fuck
so true.
I also think there's a world where Balnor is like the bad guy, so you don't have to be. Like Balnor might be yelling at Saul and Beverly, hey, knock it off.
Can I suggest seat number 9 probably offers to switch with Balnor? And Balnor is like, yeah, okay.
Whoa.
I don't know that. Yeah, but I think we can't take that into consideration.
I guess like Balnor is like he's got a code.
Yeah.
So he might be like, this is the seat I paid
for. It says on my ticket.
And I think Balnor also might just want a break from Hard One and Moonshine.
Yeah, true.
Sorry, guys. They won't let me switch.
So Balnor and Tread are both lying to their friends.
Tin's pretty good. Yeah.
Tin's pretty good. I think
Moonshine's right there, though. That's tough.
I think I still like 3 the most because for Hungry Dave's idiosyncrasies, they don't bother me because I think he's like overall like a well-intentioned guy. Mm-hmm.
Moonshine's hair is definitely over your TV.
Oh, yeah.
And Papa is just like popping up and staring at you.
I would be like so terrified the first time a possum popped up on an airplane.
Yeah.
Like, I think eventually by the end it would be sitting in my lap. Like if it was a like trained house possum, you gotta imagine it's had a bath.
By hour 8, Pawpaw's flying the plane.
Right.
You have to imagine Pawpaw lands.
I mean, you
thing.
Will have seen Pawpaw have a bath.
Well, will we come to the agreement that this is a good seat that maybe can go into the final 3 and then we could debate the final 3 here?
Yeah, okay.
Oh, actually 8. I think the final 3, the top final 3 for me are 3, 8, and 10.
Yeah, so if we were to give 10 a 4, then those are the final 3 here. So our nominees for best seat are number 3 next to Hungry Dave and you're in the aisle. It's number 8, you're next to Hank and you're in the aisle.
Yeah.
And it's number 10, you're next to Balnor in the aisle. All aisle seats.
I gotta go for 8 because me and Hank both brought frozen oatmeal through TSA. Mm-hmm. And I think that's just a pleasant flight.
I think I'm going to go 10 because like I do feel like Balnor is the person that I want the respect of. And I think that Hungry Dave is a bit of a wild card. And like Mavid and Zerk is just that's
tough
to be squeezed between those two. You don't know what's going to go on there.
Yeah.
I think, as I'm looking here, I think, that 4 middle seat, honestly, that one's low key. I think I like that more than 3. I think 3's not mine.
Whoa.
I think I'm really afraid of just being anywhere near Mavid. is like my biggest problem. Mm-hmm. And
but see, that's another selling point.
But in
point
front of Beverly, it's four is rough.
Yeah.
Four is tough.
I think I'm an eight man as well.
Yeah.
I think next
Hank's
to Hank.
Solid.
Because also I'm gonna have prime viewing of the Mavid Penny shit show without having to engage with it. Mm-hmm. And I'm even leaning over to Hank being like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's as interesting. Yeah.
And you know Nyack's attention is just entirely behind you.
Yeah.
You're really only dealing with, I guess, Moonshine kicking your seat and Onyx reclining a lot.
Yeah. There is the erratic aspect of Onyx. But...
Yeah.
Beverly is standing up in his seat a lot, I think.
I think so, too.
So, like, and that's, he's right behind you in number four.
But I guess my question is the
I think
Moonshine...
Beverly at one point stands up on his seat and shouts, dance party.
Yeah. Is Beverly clap when the plane lands guy?
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. I think he is like clap whenever turbulence is over, mm-hmm. clap after the flight attendants come through.
I guess here's my question though. Is there just like a zone around Moonshine that is like absolutely untenable?
Oh, because like, of the smell?
Just mm-hmm. because, not just the smell, but Moonshine like... Moonshine leans over and is if you're in
she's
number
so
eight,
so chatty.
She's talking to you the whole time. In number 10, her hair is over your screen, definitely. 9 is a non-starter, obviously.
I still think that 8, I am isolated from it. Because again, like I think because Balnor and Bev are in the back row, I think Moonshine is going to have a more backward direction.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't know. Okay.
Though she does love to get to know strangers.
I'm reinvestigating being next to I'm looking at 2 again. Being really? Next to is really
that's,
hard.
That's wild.
It's really hard.
You're also squeezed between Calder and Hunger Days.
No, never mind. Yeah.
I think I'm gonna go rogue here.
Okay.
My pick is number 4. I think I know it's a middle seat. I know I'm around some maniacs. But I actually think I want to get as far away from Moonshine and Hard One like as possible.
Also, after going through everything, I'm looking back at number 1 and it's actually really decent.
It's actually not bad.
Yeah.
It suffered from going first, I think.
Yeah.
But like in front of Fia, nothing.
Yeah.
It's only next to Calder and it's just that he's a little cold and big.
Yeah.
If you bring a jacket, you're fine.
And that's fine.
Shit.
Yeah. But Calder is
one might
like,
be one.
He is like, how tall is he?
7'7"
and like jacked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yoked.
You're pressed.
Yeah,
up
but he's
the...
so polite.
Yeah, he's very polite.
That's
very polite.
I really feel like the thing that I care about the most is just if someone is respectful.
Yeah,
of their
I could
space.
Imagine Calder sitting in the middle seat with his arms tucked in like this, so he doesn't steal an arm.
That's fair.
He tucks
that's
as
fair.
Well.
Wow. Okay.
But yeah, between
Calder is a tucker.
Yeah. All right.
I think Calder doesn't scare me.
Okay.
Except the only thing that scared me in the beginning was the cold. And then I'm like, I already dress for cold.
Calder would give you his blanket.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he would.
If you're on one of those flights where everyone gets a blanket.
You're right.
Yeah. Wow. Right.
Okay. I think I'm actually going to say number 1 is the best one.
Wow.
My backup is number 8.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm between 1 and 10. But like 1 is looking, what did we rate 1?
One
initially.
Was 3 stars.
Oh, it's more than that, I think.
I think it was just, it was the fair. First one, uh-huh. So we hadn't seen how bad it could be.
It does get bad. And now that, and honestly, 10, I was like, I wouldn't mind sitting in the seat at all, but you're absolutely right that like Pawpaw and Moonshine.
It's a party zone.
Well, it's also, it's like being witnessed. It's also like, you're going to be witness to a fight. You're going to be witness to like extremely drunk people. You're not going to be able to watch whatever you want to watch.
Let's just be honest. You're getting COVID.
Yes. Through, the thing that's
the amount of microbes that you're going to be ingesting.
Seat 10 is it's
Moonshine
so deceptive.
Is a very diverse ecosystem. Let's just say that.
It's so deceptive because the row itself is not the problem. It's the row in front of you. You are next to the worst seat on the plane. All right. So I'm sticking with 4. I think I'm pretty,
okay.
I think the worst person near me is Bev, and I do think he stands up and yells dance party. But I think I can just kind of look to Frankie and just be like, huh, this fucking guy, huh? And he'll grunt at me.
I think I'm going number 1.
Okay.
I agree. I think one with 8 being the backup.
I do
hear you with Calder Tuxin, I think.
Yeah, it's not about size, it's about like if someone just being like respectful.
All right, 2 ones and a 4. Calder, where are you going?
I think I gotta go 1 as well.
Wow. Okay, so that's a good We besmirched it by having it go first.
But look at that. The combo of polite Fia and polite Calder is
Fair.
That's living.
And also, as we talk about all these maniacs that we're dealing with, that does, like, Calder literally makes a wall between you and the other monsters on here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you're crammed, but you're crammed by, like, a quiet guy who is stopping you from having to deal with these other dudes.
Again, this is in the context of an 8-hour flight. At a 1-hour flight, yes, I would want to be dropped in the middle of some sort of shit show. Mm-hmm. If it were a 1-hour flight, I'd probably go for 6 between Mac and Tread.
Oh my God.
Or 9 between Moonshine and Hard One.
The only real issue I can see with 1 is that there is a chance that Saul ceiling walks over to Calder to see what he's watching on the movie.
That's definitely possible, but like
that's kind of fun.
He's gonna walk over you, even if you're a number 2 or 3.
Yeah,
exactly.
So then, anywhere. So we've got
because also Calder wouldn't when I bring out my frozen oatmeal. Calder won't judge me.
No.
All right. So people are mostly saying number 1.
He'll probably think I want to eat it frozen.
Yeah, he'll probably be confused. He'd be like, "It's melting.
I also enjoy it cold."
Do we want to try to figure out, last thing we'll do, worst seat on the plane. Is it number 6 or number 9?
Okay.
Mac and Tread, Moonshine and Hard One.
I think I'm with you that it's number 6 because that's like a vortex of negativity.
Yeah, it's bad no matter what, but the floor isn't as low. Like Moonshine and Hard One have a chance of getting you killed.
I think there's no escape with Mac and Tread and there is a single way out with Moonshine and Hard
you're
One,
right
and that's just get rowdy.
You could literally like link up and watch Anchorman with them and get drunk and
could be the best flight of your life.
They could have a good theoretically number 9 could be the best flight of your life, which
highest
I think
upside.
Means we have to bump it up to a 1 star and 1 1/4.
It's got to be 6.
All right, so number 6
is the worst
is
one.
The worst one.
We figured it out.
Just 2 guys that could be real. Just two hipster dudes that just could be real guys when you're on a flight
just
next to.
On their worst behavior. Just a fucking pawn in 2 men's disagreement.
Yeah.
Where is this flight going? We didn't answer that question. I think if all these people are on it, it's going
Florida.
To make it, Florida?
Yeah,
definitely Florida.
So.
Yeah.
Although, 8 hours, what would you have to go 8 hours to go to Florida? Maybe if you were flying from Vancouver?
Vancouver to Orlando. We decided we needed Disney World and not Disneyland.
Mac definitely has like an itinerary that he wants to share with Tread.
Oh my God, Mac would be an awesome Disney adult. We gotta get to Rope Drop, dude. Tread, wake up, dude. It's 5.
Tread, did you get your Lightning Lane yet?
No, dude.
Did you get Slinky Dog Lightning Lane? If you didn't, you're not gonna be able to go on with us, dude.
I thought we were going clubbing.
We didn't link magic bands, dude.
What's a magic band? I thought we were going to Miami.
Oh my God, dude, you didn't. You didn't get a magic band.
Did you sign us up for character breakfast?
Yeah, I did. But
Mac, you said we were going to South Beach.
Tread didn't get a magic band.
Wait, what?
Okay.
I won't fit on my wrist.
That's awesome. We'll have to do a one shot where the bonfires go to Disney World.
That sounds awesome.
That's awesome. Thank you all so much for listening. Our winner here is seat number 1. Number 1 is number 1.
Yeah.
And number 6 is number 10.
I'm always saying it.
Yeah.
Thank you again to Anethia, Han, and Ali for putting together this excellent chart.
Awesome.
Thank you. This was so much fun. I love doing things like
this. Great work.
Yeah.
I love a puzzle where there's no correct answer.
Yeah. I love also just going through all our awful characters like, it really says something that I wouldn't want to be near any of them.
There's some history here.
Alright, with that we're going to go ahead and wrap this one up. We'll be back next month with a bunch of cool stuff and something else cool for Mixed Bag. In the meantime,
you know it,
see you in Orlando.
See you in Orlando. See you at Rope Drop.